Welcome to Energy Talks, a regular podcast series with expert discussions on power system testing, data management, cybersecurity, and important trends in the power industry. Hello, everyone. My name is Scott Williams from the podcast team at Omicron. This episode covers another interesting topic about cybersecurity and focuses on deception solutions in the energy sector. Your host for this episode is Simon Romer, who is an OT security consultant in the Omicron Power Utility Communications team. Simon asks his guests questions about his experience with the adaption and development of deception solutions. So without further delay, I hand over the microphone to Simon. Hi, Simon.
Thank you, Scott. I welcome our listeners to this Energy Talks episode, where we continue to explore the critical roles of IT and OT in power systems cybersecurity. In this episode, we are going to talk about deception solutions in the energy sector's OT environments. For this, my guest is Kukovic Christoph, who is the CISO at Verbund AG in Austria. Verbund AG is Austria's largest electricity provider and leading institution in securing Austria's power supply. We'll talk about Christoph's security journey as a CISO at Verbund and what led him and his team to co-develop their own deception solution. Welcome to this episode of Energy Talks.
Thank you, Simon, for the invitation and interview.
First, let's start with your security journey as a CISO of Verbund. Since Verbund is the largest electricity provider in Austria, it is to no surprise that you are considered part of critical infrastructure and are hit by NIS and NIS2 regulations. What steps did you take before thinking about deception solutions? What kind of security solutions did you already have in place?
NIS and NIS2 do indeed pose significant challenges, but at the same time, they have been a major driver for cybersecurity in the past. Verbund has itself very high level of ambition, not only to meet the NIS requirements, but also to act as a beacon in European energy utility sector. We've of course implemented extensive measures, the details of which would go beyond the scope of this interview here. But to give you a sense, in the course of implementing a security strategy since 2019, we have successfully delivered around 130 cybersecurity projects, and we are not done yet. Our level of ambition continues to grow. And in any case, being a beacon was a clear mandate from our executive board. And in our view, it is only possible with innovative and novel solutions. Therefore, in 2019, in parallel with our operational InfoSec strategy, we founded our OT Cybersecurity Lab, where we developed novel solutions together with research and educational institutions, as well as industrial partners such as Omicron. The development of a deception solution was part of our OT security innovation program, and Omicron supported and guided us very early on. And through our cyber lab, we have implemented several joint projects with Omicron.
About 130 security solutions sounds quite a lot. So you have the backing of your management and you know that you have very critical role, it seems. Inventing an own cyber lab sounds like a really big commitment from your side to secure the infrastructure in Austria. This is like a new thing. So can you talk more about other solutions that you already tried out or other things that you implemented before going to a deception solution?
We looked at both off-the-shelf product and tested innovative solutions. The recurring problem was that OT back then and even today is only covered to a limited extent by deception solutions. We recognized this early on since our goal was to build deceptions that were as realistic as possible. So together with other partners, we began emulating individual PLCs and controllers. The issue, however, is that this approach doesn't scale because the simulation is very resource intensive. This topic has occupied us for a long time, and not every step was successful, as is often is the case with innovative efforts, but we certainly learned a lot. In past projects with Omicron, we got to know Station Guard. For the demonstrating Station Guard, Omicron had built its own IEC 61850-based substation simulation. Having just completed an experiment with emulations, I had the idea to combine these two well-established Omicron developments. That would kill two birds with one stone. The deception solution would instantly provide a realistic, fully customizable substation, and the Station Guard would be ideally suited for monitor and track access to it.
But I'm sure there were a lot of stepping stones that you had to take. Which of those were key and what main obstacles did you encounter?
To create a realistic environment, you need the right experts on board. Without them, you end up with yet another off-the-shelf deception solution that has little in common with actual operations. At the same time, this was the biggest obstacle. deception is well understood in the security domain, but it's very hard to explain to operations engineers. So how do you extract information you need from them for implementation? And last but not least, allocating budget for innovative initiatives is one thing, but securing time and attention of the field experts is a different challenge altogether.
Having the goal to have a very realistic simulation and having also the right people in mind, like your engineers, I'm sure you got a lot of feedback, some good, but also some bad, right?
At first, to be honest, they were rather skeptical, but once they understood the concept, they were on board.
So how do you plan to proceed with this project now?
We've been planning for some time to test our deception setup in the public internet. We want to find out how skilled are hackers really? Do they actually have the necessary know-how to hack substations? The idea therefore is to put the deception solution on the internet and, like a honeypot, wait and see what happens. Ideally, we would do this in cooperation with research institutions, for example, as part of a bachelor or master thesis. So far, however, we haven't found anyone because the required expertise is very specialized.
So out to our listeners, if you know somebody in the great area around Austria and you have a person that is looking for a master or bachelor or maybe even a dissertation theme, please don't hesitate to reach out to our podcast team and we'll get you in contact. So we're talking about deception solutions. Some people might know them as honeypots, but is there a difference? And if yes, what is the actual difference?
I would say there is a difference in the approach. So the idea of the honeypot is to monitor the hacker's approach and how they get into the systems and what parts and what techniques would they use. And the idea of deception is more to trick the attackers. They have already access in your infrastructure and challenge them with digital twin of your real infrastructure. So the idea is to rather get the attacker to attack your deception solution than the real infrastructure.
This sounds like you have some kind of canary file in your digital twin. Would this be the same approach as having canaries in your network, or do you think this is something different to dedicated solution that look for canaries?
Actually, it's quite similar, yes.
So this is similar to what the Polish CERT released, but how they, if you read the CERT paper, they say that the EDR solution did not notice the attacker, but they noticed some kind of canary files, which they used to detect and disrupt the attack going on, basically. If there is one key message that you want to give our listeners, what would it be?
I have two, actually. The first one is to advance OT security. We need novel and innovative solutions. And the second one is also a call again. And we're always looking for new projects and proposals and partners in our innovative program.
So thank you for these messages. And also thank you, Christoph, for joining me for this discussion about your experiences with deception solutions in the energy sector.
Thank you very much, Simon.
And with this, I'm giving back to Scott.
Thank you very much, Simon, for hosting this episode and your discussion with Christoph Kukovic about his experiences with deception solutions in the energy sector. We really look forward to your next episodes and discussions with your guests about cybersecurity topics. And to our audience, a big thank you for listening to this and other episodes of Energy Talks. We always welcome your questions and feedback. Please send us an email to podcast@omicronenergy.com. Omicron has several years of experience in power system testing, data management, and cybersecurity, and offers the matching solution for your application. For more information, please visit our website at omicronenergy.com. Please be sure to join us for the next episode of Energy Talks. Goodbye for now, everyone.